So if does the Bhagavatam say that about the butcher who is also having spiritual knowledge, that he is engaged in that profession because of his past karma? Can terrorists also say that it's because of their past karma they are in a situation where they get in terrorism? Yes, anybody can use the past as an excuse for their choices in the present. At the same time, we are responsible for the consequences of our actions. So even if the Bhagavatam says that there was a butcher who would, butcher or a hunter or whatever, who had spiritual knowledge and who was wise, but that doesn't mean that, and that person was so wise that they could give spiritual knowledge also, that doesn't mean that they are free from karma. That particular action will bring certain reactions and that they are going to come to them. So in general, the Bhagavatam often conveys the glory of bhakti by extreme examples. Just like Vritrasura is a demon. Now, as a demon, he is fighting against the gods. And he is normally, even if we go to a temple of the devatas, we will be respectful. We will not push the deity of the devatas or offend it. And now, in any way, we will disrespect it. Vritrasura was actually attacking to kill the gods. And yet, he is considered to be a great devotee. And then before he was about to die, he was speaking great words of wisdom, which conveyed his greatness, and his death is considered exemplary. So somebody is fighting against the gods, and even trampling the gods, not exactly the gods, but their servants, but he is also threatening the gods, he is threatening Indra also. So that means that the point over here is not that that action of attacking the gods is alright. The point is, even if somebody has that kind of body and mind, because of which, or body mind situation, whatever, because of which they will act according to the demonic nature to some extent. But when Vritrasura sees the Dadachi's weapon, which is given by Narayan, and he understands that now there is no chance for me to survive. So then immediately he remembers the Lord. And he turns towards the Lord and absorbs himself. So the stress here is not that Vritrasura acted in a demoniac way, but that even somebody who is acting in a demoniac way could be redeemed by the power of bhakti. So bhakti is so inclusive that even somebody in that situation can be a devotee. So similarly, even a person who is engaged in the profession of hunting or killing animals, butchering animals, that person can also be a devotee. So that doesn't mean that we should so a butcher can be a devotee. That doesn't mean a devotee should be a butcher. So now if we consider somebody is a drug baron or alcohol baron or whatever, and that person wants to do some devotion, say build a temple or contribute to building a temple, now should they be banned from doing that? No, we can't ban them from doing it. We can, if they come to us, we need to caution them and instruct them, encourage them to try to change their profession as much as possible. But we can't forbid them from practicing, from engaging in some seva. And sometimes, you know, some people's karma might be black and white, a combination of black and white. So by some past black karma, they are in the butcher's profession. By some past good karma, they might also have some spiritual knowledge. So, if somebody justifies, no, I think slaughtering animals, or it's although it's bad, it's sinful, still there's a difference between, say, killing animals and just slaughtering human beings like terrorists do. There's definitely a difference in degree and a big difference. So, if somebody says, by my circumstances, I had no option except to be a terrorist, well, okay. But then by that actions, your circumstances are going to become worse in future. Because you're going to do, that karma is going to be involved. It's not that just because a devotee, they are a devotee, that doesn't mean you can automatically be freed from karma. So the karmic, so the point here is not that a devotee can, that a wrongdoer or a person involved in an unwanted profession can't have spiritual knowledge. They can have. But those in spiritual knowledge should not knowingly engage in those professions. If somebody does that, then ultimately Krishna knows everyone's heart, and we usually don't. So if they're going to suffer because of that, then they're going to suffer. I mean, if Krishna knows that they are doing it just to justify what they are doing, then they would have to suffer the consequences.